This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story, the couple who owns the Penrose Funeral Home where nearly 200 bodies were discovered abandoned last year are due to be arraigned. Carrie Halford and her husband John will appear in court on tomorrow. They were arrested in November. Investigators say the couple left the bodies to rot in the building, some dating back as far as 2019. In a KRDO News Radio traffic alert, I-25, the bridge that goes over South Academy Boulevard, is moving smoothly for now as far as traffic is concerned. CDOT says crews reopened the northbound lane of I-25 just in time for rush hour traffic this morning. However, the smooth sailing lanes will be short-lived as crews prepare to close the bridge again tonight. CDOT says they will be replacing 5 bridge girders over westbound Academy tonight. The closure takes effect on South Academy starting at 8 o'clock. State lawmakers are getting an earful of renewed push to ban assault weapons. Taylor Rhodes, executive director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, testified against House Bill 1292 yesterday, threatening legal action if it became law.
Let me be clear. If this bill is signed into law, before the ink is dried, I will file a lawsuit. I can promise you that.
More than 500 people had signed up to testify about whether to stop the semi-automatic guns from being made, bought, and sold. After hours of testimony that started Wednesday morning, that went well into the night last night, the Colorado House Judiciary Committee passed the measure. The bill now moves on to the House after passing in a 7-3 vote. The bill sponsors are focusing on weapons used in mass shootings. They also want to ban devices that make guns fire faster. Guns rights activists are saying the bill defines assault weapons too broadly. The Colorado Community College System is looking for feedback to grow over the next 5 years and beyond. Joe Ellen Becco, who taught English at Pikes Peak State for more than 20 years, says she's eager to see the 13 state community colleges continue building resources together.
We're trying to be a system, and we've always been kind of functioned more like individual colleges. And so find those areas where we can overlap and find ways to work towards that common goal.
Enrollment is up since the pandemic, and leaders want to keep that going through the 2030 school year. A child is dead from injuries suffered during an apartment fire in Colorado Springs. It happened on March 9th at Berkshire Apartments near Vickers and Academy. The child was found inside and rushed to a local hospital in critical condition. Authorities confirmed Wednesday that the child had passed away. Their identity was not released. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Meanwhile, in Pueblo, the rescue mission there is allegedly in breach of contract. That's the word from Mayor Heather Graham. She says it hasn't been housing people at the Porchlight Warming Shelter since Thanksgiving, and she had no idea until now. Graham claims it's due to a broken sewer line that closed the bathrooms. She says the rescue mission doesn't have the money to fix it, so the city is asking them to surrender the deed to the building. And finally, time is running out for some El Paso County renters needing help to stay in their homes. Today is the deadline to apply for a new grant program. The state has $30 million to use by the end of June. Those in low-income households who've fallen behind on rent or are at risk of being evicted could qualify to get up to 5 months of paid rent. This is the second round of applications. The next one will open up on April 15th.
You can expect the chance for some mountain snow showers and isolated rain showers across our lower-lying areas through the rest of the afternoon and into the evening tonight. Then we dry out with temperatures fairly mild overnight. We're expecting 40s to the mid-30s in our lower-lying areas. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.